audio version of Michael Lehtman's blog, August 17, 2019, devoted to the friends. Even if we manage to think about the friends and stop caring about ourselves, in the next moment it disappears. It will never become a constant thought, but will change at a frantic pace. After all, we need to scrutinize all the crumbs of the desire, all of its fragments. The vessel of the soul was shattered into pieces and then fell from the height of the world of Atzilut through all the worlds, Beria, Yetzera, Asiya, continually breaking into such tiny particles, the smallest atoms, which can no longer be divided. Now we need to restore this soul, assembling it from these atoms. I receive the foundations of creation in my hands and think about what to assemble from them. In our world, we need to know the laws of valency to make up some substance from the basic elements. It is the same in the spiritual world. I begin to learn how I can connect the elements of creation on myself. What does it mean to connect two, three, or four atoms for the sake of bestowal? How are they connected on the inanimate level into inanimate matter that does not move and develop by itself? Then, the foundations of creation must be connected into vegetative matter so that the connection of atoms causes development, that is, becomes more similar to the creator. A plant already has life in it. It turns out that I took the still, inanimate matter and brought it to life. This already is a completely different degree. I then create a connection on the animate level that exists on its own and has some kind of free choice, moves freely, excretes, and absorbs. This is how we build all kinds of connections between us, starting from zero and even from minus, coming from hatred to unity. Imagine how much we must connect with a friend in order to create vegetative matter, that is, for the group to become a plant and begin spiritual life, reaching such a connection above a rejection that it begins to emit and produce materials, scrutinizing what is good and bad for itself. The friends in the ten begin to grow all the time. The main action is provided by the environment, not actions of a person himself, but of the environment he is in. You can be a perfect seed of some elite sort, but if you are not planted in good soil, then nothing will come of you. The environment is more important than the seed itself, that is, the root of the soul. There are even stories about Kabbalists who initially had no chance of reaching spiritual development. According to the root of their souls, they could not ascend to high degrees. Only thanks to the environment they joined, without any idea of what they were saying and doing there, only through their constant presence, did they receive a new soul. It is even possible to achieve the state when the Creator will change your soul, not because the former soul was bad, but it was shallow, not suitable for the elevated role. It turns out that a person as if moves from the heel of Adam Harishon to the heart or brain of the entire system of the general soul. It depends on how devoted the person is to the group, doing everything one can. Those people who in the beginning were very unsuccessful, could not understand and integrate into the group, felt great resistance, but did not leave. Precisely those people achieve great success later. Therefore, every day it is necessary to take care of improving and enhancing your environment, in order to receive optimal influence from it, which will help you become even more devoted to the friends, and through the friends, to the Creator. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, August 12, 2019, Writings of Balha Sulam, Introduction to the Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah. Woodstock's 50th, Whatever Happened to Love and Peace? From my Facebook page, Michael Lehtman, August 16, 2019.
Peace and love, lots of weed, anti-establishment, and a million flower children. Hippies. They're the ones that became the great symbol of the rock and roll culture. These are the people that came to Woodstock in 1969, that's celebrating this week its 50th anniversary. Dr. Lehtman, do you remember these times? This is my memory of those times. I was a student. I used to work as a sound technician for a musical band in St. Petersburg. I understood and felt these things. I was very related to it. It was a feeling of freedom that we're evolving into an enlightened world, that anyone can feel love towards anyone else, because these are the flower children. And it was as if very simple and beautiful. And no one was shy to express their good attitude towards others in a naive kind of way, openly. Wasn't it the naiveness of your generation? Every generation is naive in its own way. Naiveness is a result of people not understanding what are they living for. So, it's kind of naive. But if you fill this unseen about the meaning of life with joy, then you already have something. Actually, it's a movement of young people that were fed up with a competitive society. They wanted to live in a society that's for love, where every person is free to do as he pleases. What happened back then in the world that this is what people wanted? They wanted to break out of the previous framework that was very pressuring, capitalistic, closed, controlled by the government. They wanted to be free. It was beautiful to see these things. Freedom, life, these are things that today I don't see in the younger generation at all. I don't know what these poor guys are living off, and they're searching all the time. But searching for what? They're like little mice running around trying to catch something that it seems to them that soon they'll catch, but they don't stand a chance. And there was a feeling of joy on the spot. This was the atmosphere. Right. Why? Where did this atmosphere suddenly come from? Those were the times. People lived not in order to make money or something, but in order to feel good. And why didn't it continue? This isn't the purpose of creation. It's not the purpose of life. What is then? It's to bring a person to true happiness. And this isn't true happiness, to have good relationships. No, it's like a special kind of drug that mankind was kind of sprayed with. And then they started going wild for a few days, but that's it. What did mankind get this kind of example of love and nice ideals for? It's a process. Good waves, bad waves. And as a result, we learn what's the difference between good and bad. But mankind tasted something from there, and he had these kinds of festivals like in Woodstock, everywhere. Do you believe that it's possible to change the world today? No, today you can't. You couldn't change the world back then either. It was a nice outburst, but today, no. Today we need a serious solution. Back then, it was childish, completely childish. That's all there was to it. It was a kind of a party, but that's it. That lasted for several years. That really they were like sprayed with a potion of life. Looking at mankind today, everyone would be happy to be sprayed a bit with connection. I think so. Of course, they would be happy on the one hand. On the other hand, mankind has to already search for this potion and find it on its own. And so it won't be a potion that comes from above, but that it's a potion that mankind knows that it creates on its own, and this is how it builds itself. It is the true potion of life, meaning to rise to the degree of bestowal, love, and connection. Just like back then it was by an as if potion that came from above, where everyone could connect with everyone, today, please, go ahead. But people, they have to connect, to come together. If you know what the goal is, if you know what the goal is and what are you doing it for, then you seriously generate this potion from within, among everyone, together with everyone, and then you reach that same event. And what's the goal? The goal is together, together, by an awakening from below, not from above. For us to be able to generate such a connection between us, that will give us joy. And in that joy, we will discover a higher existence. How do we awaken ourselves from below? It's possible to reach it by connection. Back then, we were given a desire to connect from above. Now we have to generate it from below, and then it'll happen. Today, teenagers are very cynical, very disillusioned, precisely because of that. Back then, they were kind of foolish. And today, precisely because of the cynicism, they can ascend from below. Toward what? It seems kind of ridiculous. In a controlled manner, to rise above their cynicism, where the cynicism remains, and we rise above it. Not to forget about our cynicism, but to rise above it. Because these inner cynical, egoistic layers and the layer of love and altruism above it, in between these two layers, we can find our true selves. And then what? Where's love? Where's peace? On the upper level? On the upper level. But love covers all crimes. That their crimes, cynicism, as you say, the ego, very unpleasant states. And above that, we build not an artificial state. It isn't artificial. It's not just imagination. It's not just being sprayed by some laughing gas. But in a very precise way, we build the upper layer with the help of the upper force that comes to us and builds it and keeps us in these two layers together. We awaken the upper force? Of course. But the upper force is an upper force. So what? What does it awaken the lower force for? The ego, the hate, the cynicism? Why? In order for us to build another layer above it, the layer of love and connection. And then flowers won't just be flowers like they used to draw everywhere. Today, it has to be different.
Evolution of Desires, Part 4. Society dictates desires. Question: our desires are controlled by society. Why is it set up this way? Answer: our desires are defined by the desires of the society because we exist in interaction with it, in constant interconnection with all the desires within the society, personal, private, global, no matter what. Therefore, my desire is defined by the society surrounding me. Question: does it mean that the society controls our desires? Answer: it does not merely control them, it defines them. It points me, this one, yes, this one, no, to what degree, etc. Everything depends on the environment in which I exist. A desire at the human level can change its location and fall under various social influences. According to this, it will also change the desires. From Cab TV's Basics of Kabbalah, December 3, 2018. What are your reasons for supporting Israel? Quirra, Michael Leitman, on Quirra. What are your reasons for supporting Israel? I support Israel for a single reason, that Israel becomes a source of the world's connection, through the special connection that Israel has the potential to bring, a connection above people's innate divisive drives. Love covers all transgressions. Proverbs 10:12. The world can elevate itself to another level of existence, both corporeally and spiritually. Corporeally, this means that all human conflicts and natural disasters would cease. We would feel a life filled with happiness and confidence as a result of the balance with nature that such connection would yield. Spiritually, It means we would rise to a new dimension of eternity and perfection. This is due to awakening the force of connection and love dwelling in nature to reveal in our newly created connections. Therefore, I support Israel for this sole reason. Today, it is very sad for me to see the contrary, how Israel is the source of all of the world's problems. No calamity comes to the world but for Israel. That is, the more that the people of Israel fail to apply efforts in the direction of connection, connection above our differences for the sake of positive global connection, the more the world sinks deeper into division and conflict. It is as Kabbalist Yehuda Ashlag, Baal HaSulam, writes in item 69 of his introduction to the Book of Zohar, that they cause poverty, ruin, robbery, killing and destruction in the whole world. Why? It is because the people of Israel possess the method for the correction of human nature, that is correction of the egoistic, self-centered drive to benefit at the expense of others, which is growing rampant in our era. The more the ego inflates without an effective form of regulation, the connection above differences that the people of Israel have a method and a role to realize, the more problems and crises abound in the world. Moreover, the more the nations of the world feel problems in their lives, the more they feel hatred toward Israel. This is because they subconsciously feel that the people of Israel are the source of their problems and are holding something significant away from them. Anti-Semitism and anti-Israelism thus rise due to the people of Israel's failure to implement the role required of them in the world. Therefore, the people of Israel need only come to the realization that they hold their own as well as humanity's life and well-being in their hands. By starting to tilt the scales toward connection, they will bring harmony to themselves and to the world, whereas by continuing to tilt the scales toward division through their indifference and rejection of their role, they will continue inviting problems to the world and hatred to themselves. It is thus my hope that the people of Israel will acknowledge their role and start making efforts to connect sooner rather than later, because if things keep developing as they currently do, then not only will the elimination of the state of Israel become reality, but we will experience wars and major suffering on a global scale the likes that we have never seen before.